The Ashanti Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Aaron Ofei, has expressed concern about the increasing maternal mortality rate in the region. He said about 125 deaths were recorded at the end of May this year in the region alone. The Komfanochi Teaching Hospital recorded 85 deaths, while other health facilities under the Ghana Health Service recorded 40. Dr. Ofei made this known at the inauguration of an eye and dental clinics and a mortuary worth about 320,000 Ghana cedis for the Sitre East Government Hospital in the Ashanti region. Here is a Newsdex report.
The projects were financed from the hospital's internal generated funds with assistance from the district assembly. Dr. Ofei noted that in arresting the high maternal mortality situation, the attention of staff must be drawn to the poor emergency response to clients when they visit health facilities. He said the survival of victims depend on what officials do within the first 5 minutes of interaction. He therefore urged the staff to develop what he called emergency responsiveness through the creation of accident and emergency centers and regular training of staff. He announced that the region will soon introduce peer review mechanism as a way of assessing the performance of service delivery, assess hospital facilities with regard to infrastructure and sanitation, and the use of forums to disseminate policies. Dr. Ofei also disclosed that the capitation scheme meant to improve the efficiency of the National Health Insurance Scheme is currently being piloted in the region. He therefore appealed to all stakeholders to make the program sustainable. The Sitre East District Chief Executive, Solomon J. Mensah, said government is committed to improving the health needs of Ghanaians under the Ghana Poverty Reduction Strategy. He appealed to management of the Sitre East Government Hospital to ensure proper and regular maintenance of the facilities to ensure long lifespan. The medical superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Kweku Kamaruddin Hussein, appealed for a dental surgeon, an ophthalmologist, a general medical assistant, and two medical officers to be posted to the facility to assist in the delivery of quality health care service.
That was a Newsdex report.